622, 1320 WILS. Let's talk about what's ahead with our health care. Let's talk to an expert, since we saw that the Affordable Care Act is now still remaining in place. Dr. Dennis Durrell is with us. He's the author of the new book, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. Dr. Durrell, great to have you on WILS.
It's my pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the book itself, it's based on the NFL, like a football strategy type book. What's your connection to the NFL?
Well, actually, I'm an expert, and I am a national medical director for a hospitalist company that oversees 19,000 doctors. So I go around the country helping hospitals improve quality and efficiency. And about the time the Affordable Care Act came out, it became very clear to me that value was going to be a key element in healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I started to look as an expert in healthcare. What do different organizations do well? And believe it or not, healthcare borrows from Toyota manufacturing, from the plane aviation industry. Mm-hmm. And I started to look, you know, and the NFL is the most successful franchise in America, and they do a great job with value. They do a great job with teams. They do a great job with putting the fan at the center. And so there's some really big parallels.
What has the Affordable Care Act done to that paradigm to try to make things better for us?
Well, the Affordable Care Act, what it has done is, it basically took the idea that we're going to treat anyone that comes into an ER and we're going to give them care. And it's moved that to, we now believe in America that everyone should be provided with health insurance. If I had to pick one thing that the Affordable Care Act did by its passage, it really has cemented that idea. And you're seeing that now as people are trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
So what's wrong with that idea that health care should be a right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm simply saying that you asked me about the Affordable Care Act and what it's done to achieve that. I think that's one of the biggest things that it's done. I think that everyone should have access to health care. I believe, however, what happened is the Affordable Care Act was very complex, and it had some flaws. For example, you're giving half of the people that are uninsured Medicaid right off the bat. I don't think that was a great design, and it caused a lot of problems.
Did you support that Republican health care plan that didn't happen?
No. Not in its current form, absolutely not, no. But I do think that it's getting changed, and they're going to have a repeal vote, and they're going to then change things after through piecemeal changes through the Senate. Mm-hmm. So I would be open to supporting it, absolutely, if it's changed, and they are changing it now.
So what is it that would really make our healthcare system work for everyone?
Well, right now, the first thing you have to do is, I kind of say, you know, a ticket, you got to have a ticket to the game. You know, I use football. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a ticket to the game, you can't get in. And so you've got to have insurance so that everybody needs access to that. And the problem right now is that the Affordable Care Act has elevated premiums 30% around the country. It's elevated deductibles for families. So the part that they have to pay right up front before the insurer pays it is almost $7,000 now for individuals, $12,000 for a family. And then some places around the country where there are Affordable Care Act exchanges, they either have one, actually a third have one option, and that's it. And some areas have none.
Okay. And but so a lot of these plans are being subsidized, right, to make them affordable. So if this system isn't working, how do we make insurance affordable for everyone?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I think that we need to keep Medicaid as a safety net for people that really need it. So that's the first thing. Let's not take Medicaid and expand it and give it to someone and sleep at night thinking we've done a great thing. Some people have a lot of trouble getting a specialist, so I think we should have a better solution for that.
I'm just curious. So if we pull Medicaid back, What do we do with all those people that now don't have the Medicaid coverage?
Well, great. Well, look at Arkansas. Arkansas said, we're not going to expand regular Medicaid. We're not sure it works. So they took the money from the federal government, they expanded, and they subsidized private insurance. So my answer to you would be, we would have a good way of subsidizing lower income individuals so they can get private insurance. So when they call to see a specialist, they could get in. The second thing is that you asked me to, you know, how will we solve the problem? We have got to bring the cost of health care down, and we've got to bring the cost of premiums down.
And what's the primary reason for the high cost we're paying?
Well, the primary reason right now for the high cost is that we have a system where insurers are paying all the money, and it's subsidized through our employer. 150 million people get that. And right now, we kind of have a free lunch, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Basically, people are not really looking at the cost of health care. And even if they want to look at the cost of health care, they have trouble finding it. Try and figure out how much an MRI is going to cost if you call around. Also, the drug prices are going up, as you know, every year, 15-20% overall, but sometimes higher based on certain drugs. Mm-hmm. And then the cost of health care and hospitalization.
It's subsidized to the employer. So are you saying we should disconnect health care from the employers?
No, what I'm saying, I think that we can't do that. That'd be too hard to unwind. I mean, you can't put that genie back in the bottle at this point. What I'm saying is that we need to have everyone be aware of how much everything costs and how much who's paying for it. And we need to begin to take those people and put pressure on the industry so that prices will come down. And right now it's just an open ticket because no one's really looking at the cost. Yeah. Everyone's just getting health care.
Well, a lot of folks in the industry are benefiting from the high cost, right? I mean, that's part of the problem. Who can really put pressure on them, though, to address this?
Well, the power of the purse. I think the individual patient, if we have a donut situation where the patient gets some things free up front, we want to have those so that they have that covered. We don't want someone going without care. And if they have a catastrophic problem, then that's covered. But that middle ground, that middle area, let consumers be the ones that are paying that. Let them have a health savings account so they have money to do that. And let them put the power of competition on. Look at what happened to LASIK surgery. You know, when it came out, it was $5,000, and now you can go get it for, I think, $900. And the same thing happened with the cosmetic surgery industry. So I believe that competition, if prices are transparent and you have an informed consumer, and they have that donut hole, right? They don't have the beginning, which needs to be paid for, or the catastrophic, but they're paying in that donut hole. We can begin to have some consumer pressure on price.
Dr. Dennis Durrell, his brand new book, Your Healthcare Playbook, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. Dr. Durrell, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
6:30, when we come back, we'll talk some more about the fate of Fox News and Bill O'Reilly. Also, Alex Jones, he's in quite a mess too. That is all next.